And she's popped in today because Go Vegan World is launching, well, it's launched in Birmingham. It launched on the 24th of October. Colourful, thought-provoking adverts are going to be appearing on Birmingham taxis, mm-hmm. On the Walsall Digital Billboard and the M6, on video screens at New Street as well. And we wanted to find out more about it. Sandra, thanks for popping
Thank
in
you, Sandra.
For afternoon
Thank
tea.
You for having me.
Now, I've got to start off by saying you've brought in some treats as a Sarah. So we've got some brilliant guests with us. This is going to, and I genuinely have not planned this. Before I came on air today, I was talking to our colleagues upstairs in the office, and I was saying, I've got to give up cheese. I'm addicted to mature cheddar cheese. I love red Leicester cheese. You know, I'm addicted. And am I right in saying you've brought some vegan cheese
it's
in
It's vegan cheese.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's made with coconut, which means that nobody was harmed in its production.
Right.
Because, like you, I was a big cheese lover.
I love it.
I used to go to France to buy caseloads of wine and cheese. Oh. And we would sail through customs because the smell in the car was so bad that nobody would clear us.
And, cheesy guys in the car.
One day I was fortunate enough to visit a goat dairy. Mm-hmm. And I thought that the expression on the goat's face was only what I could describe as bewildered. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then I was brought to a second building, and it was full of babies mm-hmm. who were drinking from rubber teats mm-hmm. on a wall, and they were female. And all the boys had been shot that morning.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm.
And the girls were reared apart from their mothers so that we could have their milk.
Right.
And like a bolt of lightning, I went vegan.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
just
I've
like
never
that.
Looked
and
back.
For anyone who's listening, could you tell us the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan? Just so that people can understand.
Because I'm vegetarian.
Yeah. Are you? Yes. But I was vegetarian for 20 years before I went vegan.
Okay.
Yeah. A vegan doesn't look at other animals as our property or tools or in any that they should in any way serve our needs. Mm. They're independent, autonomous beings who live their lives for their own reasons. Mm-hmm. They should be independent of us. So
these are all animals like horses, chickens. They should just be roaming around free we should leave them alone.
They were until a very short period of time ago in the history of human evolution. Mm-hmm. We only domesticated them 10,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Before that, we lived quite peaceful lives and we didn't use other animals, certainly not to the extent that we do now.
Yeah.
In fact, archaeological and anthropological evidence suggests there was a time when we knew our place on this earth as one of just billions of other forms of life, equal to us.
So now these adverts that we're going to be seeing all over our city and here in the West Midlands, what are they hoping to achieve? What are the goals that you're hoping to achieve through this campaign?
It's a chance for the animals themselves to come onto the streets and ask for what they want, which is that we stop using them for any reason. And it's the ads, I've designed them to be in direct contrast to how we usually see other animals.
Okay. Mm.
We usually see them in the form of eggs and cheese and flesh and milk and leather.
Yeah.
And we don't connect with who they are. And we are not aware that they are so badly harmed when we use them for things that we don't need. Mm. So, you know, there's a plant alternative for every animal use, from research to cheese to leather.
So can I ask you also, if maybe someone's listening here, maybe a farmer, there might be someone who's saying, well, my farm's not like that. I treat my animals very well and they're reared very well. We look after them. And then when they are ready to be slaughtered, we slaughter them humanely. And then you consume that meat. So what would you say to people who are ethically are consuming and also raising meat in a more responsible way?
I would say that there is no difference between other animals and us. In all the ways that matter, they feel as we do. So if we're not willing to swap places with them on those ethical farms, then we shouldn't do it to them.
I think it's really interesting because, look, you're talking to a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian all my life. Mm. But I grew up in a household, and Sarah, I'd love your perspective on this. My dad, as he always used to say, carrots are for rabbit food. I will eat anything that has a back, you know, to the sun. Mm. That's how my dad was. So I grew up in a household where, although I didn't eat meat for personal reasons, I just didn't like it and I didn't think I could kill it, but I would cook it because my father wanted to eat it, and hence why I've married Sonny, who's a meat eater. What's your perspective on this, Sarah? Because I think there's going to be a lot of people tuning into BBC WM who are going to be of the school of thought, I don't need it rammed down my throat. I get it if you don't want to eat meat, but I do. Do you see what I mean? So what's your perspective on this?
Well, I was chatting to Sandra when we were outside, and the thing that I was interested to find out was about chickens and hens, because I keep chickens and hens, and I've got a little rescue duck.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, well, you know, where's the harm in having a couple of chickens that lay eggs? I mean, but vegans don't eat eggs.
Mm.
And I learned that actually it's that domestication that Sandra was just talking about that has made them lay every day.
Right.
Before that, they would just, like every other bird, am I right, just lay clutches of eggs a couple of times a year. So it's opened my eyes completely to things that I'd never considered before. I always thought that hens laid an egg every day. That was just the way life was, but it isn't apparently. Mm. We've made them do that. So, and that isn't right. But that's the sort of stuff that I don't think a lot of people know.
The knowledge is out there, but if we look to seek it, we will find it. Let me ask you as well this, because we were just talking about our friend who's no longer with us, Ajaya Sharma. She was a vegetarian and a vegan because as soon as she found out that she had cancer, she was advised that, you know, a plant-based diet would be more profitable for the body and for it to recover better. Did you ever get any of that kind of advice when you were, you know, when you were diagnosed and they asked you, listen, you should do this kind of diet? Did that, or is that just a misnomer?
I think there's a lot in that, and I wish that I'd known that at the time. But you are forced down that
medical
you're scared, so you're made to think surgery, chemo, radiation, there's no alternative,
right?
And doctors won't listen to you if you try to ask them about other things,
right?
But having been through it and having seen relatives die from cancer, I've looked at other things as well, and you know the power of plants is phenomenal. I mean, they are nature's pharmacy, aren't they? And you know, the thing that is interesting is that when you're diagnosed, you think, well, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to find out why I've got this. Ask me questions. And they don't. They ask if you drink, ask if you smoke. But they don't ask you all these things about lifestyle. And it's probably a lot to do with the things we're eating, the way that things are factory farmed, the processing that goes on nowadays, that are seeing this rise in cancer.
That's something I always find really interesting. I have to say, Sandra, even though I'm vegetarian, I do tend, without even realising it, eat processed food if you're eating, you know, veggie sausages and that kind of thing. Of course, not everybody is going to give up eating meat. And ultimately, why should they? That's a personal choice. That's what I think. It's a free world. But there's no harm, is there, Sandra, in perhaps having a meat-free day? And this is an opportunity to understand more about before you're consuming what you're eating, whether that's on the vegetarian side, the vegan side, or the meat side, to make an informed decision about the kind of foods that you decide to eat.
I actually see a lot of harm in the idea of a meat-free day because I'm a psychologist and I work with something that'll be very close to Sarah's heart. I work with victims of abuse and I work with perpetrators of abuse. And I would never dream of asking someone to refrain from beating their children on Mondays.
Right.
I work with the roots of violence and I do that with the humans that I see in my psychology practice, and I do it with my work with other animals. The root of the violence in our lives comes from speciesism. It comes from the idea that one life is better than another life, whether it's because of the colour of their skin, their age, their gender or their species. And no life is better than another life. Every life matters equally. And veganism is part of the peace movement. And that is the essence of it. And when you say to somebody, you know, practice meatless Mondays, then you're saying that it's okay to cause pain and death the other 6 days. And it doesn't get to the crux of the fact that they matter. They're in all the ways that matter. They feel as we do. It doesn't address the root cause of the problems, and it doesn't address who they are at all. So I actually see it as harmful.
Well, if you want further details and you're tuning into BBC WM, I have to say it's been a real riveting conversation. To the website. It is all the www.goveganworld.com. And as I say, you are going to be seeing these thought-provoking adverts, which are going to be appearing in Birmingham taxis, on the Walsall Digital billboard on the M6, and also on video screens at New Street as well. Sandra, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.